Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have a kick-your-butt show here, as Deborah Tavares says. Go to the website, stopthecrime.net. We actually converted last Monday's show to a video. It's up on Vimeo and YouTube. It's also put on our social media network to Patreon, Speaker, Daily Motion, BitChute, etc. Deborah, we have some serious stuff to tell people about. And get beyond the illusion.
Yeah, so, and let's give the name of the video that is up now, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. The title is Deborah Tavares 5G Nightmare and Planned Genocide Report, StopTheCrime.net.
Okay, so everybody check that out, forward that on. I'm going to read this. This is absolutely what we have to do, but we've been pirated. Really, literally, all the people, the human family has been pirated. We have pirates at the helm of this ship that we're all on, and they've got us on charts and a plan that we don't want to be on. We don't survive. We're going over Niagara. I can only use these nautical terms because I lived on a boat, and the first thing I got when we started our trip from Europe was from my father, a how-to sail book, and he said, read the section on pirating. And I will tell you, the section on pirating right now is needing to be the reality of our government for all of us, because we've been deceived and pirating. And I'm going to say this short quote, and then I'm going to jump in to how we've been pirated. Silence in the face of evil is evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. And I want to say, we can't feed evil with darkness all the time. We have to have hope, and we have to have a way in which there's a life raft on board this sinking ship. And the life raft is knowledge. The life raft is understanding what we can and now must do. Because what is occurring is happening at breakneck speed. We're going to go over some of the points of breakneck speed. But I want everybody to really go to Senate Report 93549. It's War and Emergency Powers Act. And again, that is Senate Report 93549. And the provisions of federal law now in effect, delegating to the executive branch extraordinary authority in time of national emergency. We have been in an annually extended national emergency since 1933.
Right.
And it's most important to understand every single president, every single year, Obama, Bush's, it doesn't matter, including the current CEO of USA Inc., and in fact, you can look at the executive order right now, executive order 13223. And this was October 20th of 2017. And this was by Trump, the Trump
right.
CEO.
Right.
Understand that under federal law, a national emergency declaration lasts for only 1 year, meaning that the 9/11 terrorist threat national emergency has now been redeclared 16 times. And the number of agencies the White House has created to deal with the national emergency has grown to over 600, the worst and most insidious being the Department of Homeland Security. And Aaron Russo explains this in a YouTube called War on Terror, and how he was told that there would never be an end to the war on terror. And now we are the terrorists. We are all the enemy. It's very clear. And I'm going to point out a couple of things that suggest we're the enemy. I do that on a fairly regular basis. But we know that the government sprays us intentionally. An example of that is back in 1950, the U.S. government carried out an attack by spraying the city of San Francisco in California with a microbe in an attack that targeted thousands of innocent civilians. And this was reported as an experiment and was conducted as a vulnerability test to identify susceptible regions in the event of a biological terrorist attack. They attacked us to see how the consequences would play out. For 6 days in September of 1950, the United States Navy used giant hoses to spray clouds of chemical along the San Francisco coastline, which resulted in the city's 800,000 residents receiving heavy doses. And it was estimated that the residents in outlying communities too, like Albany and Berkeley, Daly City, Oakland, San Leandro, and Sausalito, were all exposed to this. A week after the spraying, people were admitted to the now defunct Stanford University Hospital in San Francisco with severe urinary tract infections. This is only one example. We have Operation Crimson Mist, using microwaves to induce the Rwanda genocide. That was not only used in Central Africa in the mid-1990s, but also in all the current wars. It's war on us, and these microwaves are being used on us. So what do we do about this? We recognize the reality of which we all are in. We are in an illusion of a government that doesn't represent us. And we're going to break that down because we must. Because here is what we have. When you look at Senate Report 93549 and you understand that every single year, every sitting president keeps us in a state of emergency, which allows them powers delegated under statutes. The president has and can and is seizing property, organizing and controlling the means of all production, seizing commodities, assigning military forces abroad everywhere, instituting martial law, and seizing control of all transportation and communication. We see that now with the 5G and the small cell rollout throughout this country. We've been seized. They're regulating the operations of private enterprise. They're restricting travel. We see that. And many, many other ways they're controlling our lives. They're actually driving us into extinction through policies and regulations that we think we can vote out. Now, this is the most important thing to understand, that the majority of people have lived all of their lives under this emergency rule. The government procedures granted by the Constitution have, in many degrees, been abridged by many, many laws piled on top of the Constitution and brought into force by states of national emergency every single year. The United States government has been operating under an unrelieved state of emergency since 1933. And we have to understand that. So what do we do about understanding that? We have to stop voting. We have to stop voting. Now, people are brainwashed into thinking that we can change things. We cannot. it's important to understand the fundamentals, okay? We already know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit any of us. They weren't. We also have recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with achieving health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice.
Right.
We know that the priest...
Well, actually, it depends how you spell it. If for the globalists, it's just hyphen us.
Well, I can only say, Dr. Bill, that the priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda for the Bilderbergs and their ilk, and that in order to protect ourselves and our families and our children, we need to take a much closer look at how things work and how things function. We have to stop giving consent by going to the polls. That aspect of reality is it's an illusion. We're going to continue this on the other side of the break.
Good. In other words, you're saying disconnect, get real, take action.
Absolutely.
Back in a moment. Deal with this whistleblower first. How's that? And welcome back. Deborah, one of the things that the last time I had somebody disagree with me was 6 years ago. I had a doctor try to call in and actually disagree that vaccines were safe, and I gave him what for. Did an intellectual vivisection on air and actually tore him a new rectal exit point for his BS. Now, you have to understand that the medical system and the vaccine systems are not designed for your benefit. Did you know that in 2 years, and this law was passed during George Bush's term in office where they did 9/11, by the way, there's a soccer player that actually wrote on the grass of the soccer field that Bush did 9/11, and he got a lot of trouble for it just recently. And these vaccines are always laced with viruses that are actually not only growing in your body tissues, but also even in your brain, and they're dangerous. And this vaccine whistleblower actually was thrown to prison for actually seeing the scientific data and actually talking about it publicly, and they threw her into prison. I don't know how long she was in prison, but I'd like you to get into the details about this individual and exactly what happened, because it's very disgusting.
For everyone that's listening, you can type in and get to this story by this. The criminalization of science whistleblowers, a mind-blowing interview with Judy Mikovits, Ph.D., and her name is spelled M-I-K-O-V-I-T-S. Important to understand that she was a molecular biologist, and this is a true story about how she was thrown in prison for blowing the whistle on a deadly viral contamination of human vaccines that has contaminated over 25 million Americans. And she was thrown in prison. We are not in a country for our betterment. This is the point I'm trying to make by bringing this attention to her. She served a horrific sentence for being truthful and wanting to help all of you, all of us. And that was what happened. Now, we've all got to help all of us now and understand the system we're in. We're run by grants, facilitators. We're run by consultants. We're run by UN policies in all of our cities. We think we vote. We don't. We have the illusion of voting because they ask us to vote. I'm going to read an example of voting. Here in Northern California, in the paper, the headline is, Regional Parks System Bets on Sales Tax Passage. So what are they talking about? Now, this is just an example. These are happening in your communities, too. Similar kinds of things. And I'm just illustrating this. Because it says, after 50 years in operation without dedicated funding, Source Park managers say the stable funding stream is long overdue if the department hopes to meet growing demand and keep up with deferred maintenance needs, not to mention the recovery from the Northern California fires back in 2017. And so what they're proposing is a increase in sales tax. And you're going to hear the kicker in just a moment. But they go on to say that we need to stabilize the park system and bring in the essential stabilizing funds that will allow the park system to only tread water, which is where they are now. Let's talk about what the park system is saying is going on. This just keeps our parks department from cratering. If they increase the tax in Northern California, in the Bay Area, by an eighth of a cent. The park system was founded in 1967. The Sonoma County operates 56 parks, including open spaces and marinas. The department oversees more than 11,000 acres, twice the acreage of just 10 years ago. In large part, listen to this, in large part due to conservation land acquisitions. Now, I want to add something here. The conservation land acquisitions is happening throughout the entire country. When they acquire land for conservation, it falls out of the property tax base. The park systems do not pay property tax. So now they're saying they need money in order to keep the parks operating and keep them safe. But here's the kicker. They're wanting us to pass an agreement to tax ourselves by increasing our tax, okay? They say passing the measure this fall would also put the county in the running for a piece of $40 million in a one-time funding just made available through voter approval proposition for counties demonstrating voter investment in self-help measures by the end of the year. The county's willingness to tax itself also could be leveraged for more and other competitive grants later on. So this is how the international bankers are paying off the counties to ask for voters to approve tax increases to fund land they have already stolen. We don't own the land. And parks are being shut down now. We're being charged access fees to enter parks, or you cannot. This is a demonstration that our cities do not run as we think. Here's another example. We've been talking about the small cell deployment, a.k.a. 4G and 5G, not only throughout the United States, but everywhere. This is, of course, a global deployment of frequencies that are set to literally kill off what's living. But having that been said, let's look at what we recently discovered here in Northern California and how this most likely applies to everyone that is listening. This was last week out of the city of Santa Rosa, and the agenda item on that day was called Wireless Small Cells on City Light Poles in the Public Right-of-Way.
Right.
So what we discovered was that the city, in this instance, can control small cell deployment on their light poles, but they cannot control deployment on the Rothschild, a.k.a. utility-owned wooden poles. Here's what it says, a decision made back on in January 28th of 2016, and this was before the Public Utility Commission of the State of California. Decision regarding the ability for the Commission's right-of-way rules to commercial mobile radio service carriers. Here it is. The telecom, in this instance Verizon, has the right-of-way to access rights per the modified right-of-way decision of 2016 by way of this decision. PG&E, now remember, our utilities are all run by Rothschild and the international bankers. Now listen to this. PG&E is mandated to provide access to its poles for pole top antennas belonging to Verizon. The process involves Verizon submitting an application and a construction drawings, and pole loading calculations are also performed. But all of this is within Verizon and PG&E. The city is literally left out of the loop because this is a mandate by the CPUC. It says PG&E does not get to choose which poles may be encumbered with the antennas on the basis of property value or aesthetic reasons, and we're going to finish this up on the other side of the break, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, in other words, it's taking it out of the public domain to the private domain of the globalists, and they can irradiate the hell out of our DNA and have fun while we disappear into the abyss. How's
that's
that?
That's exactly right.
If you...
We have lots more to talk about. Well, I've always mentioned that this is not just a matter of arguments. You've got an argument, I would say a minigun. Think of Deborah as a warrior in a helicopter. Let's say one of these military helicopters with a minigun that can put out like 700 rounds a minute. But the rounds coming up are data. It's articles, it's YouTube videos, it's facts. But the fact is people's minds are so darkened, they can't think. Their minds are darkened so that even a rational three-year-old would otherwise say, you know, the emperor has not only no clothes, he has a hairy ass. But the fact is they don't look at the hairy ass. You'll show them arguments of actual published reports, say, from articles of laws passed recently in California about toxic material put in the water, and they'll look at you like, no, they can't be doing that. And straight from the published newspaper or something that's validated. So please continue, because it's important for people to realize you have to disconnect from your previous mind control agenda to actually start thinking independently of the fact that you've been lied to so much, you're living inside the lies. You actually are bathing in lies. You're bathing in a cesspool of lies to the point now you can't think straight. And a lot of people say, well, I understand the issues. No, you don't. Well, unless you disconnect, you can't understand these issues, and it's disconnecting from the stupid logic and emotionality of the left and the right. For example, a lot of people on the right totally accept everything that Donald Trump is being perfectly good. Some of it really seems to be temporarily good if he stays in office. But like William Ray and what he's planning to do to surveil all of us, or the issue of the wall.
No,
I mean,
no, Dr. Bill, we're being gaslighted right now. That's
right,
exactly what's happening.
That's my point. My point is we're being manipulated to the point where we're actually being pushed toward the abattoir or slaughterhouse, and we don't get it. We don't get it yet.
Let's talk about what the EPA has done, okay? The Water Quality Standards Regulations in California. And they've changed the rules. And we discovered this with the benzene contamination here after the fires in Northern California. But let me read to you what is happening here. The proposed rule withdrawal of certain federal criteria for California. The EPA has proposed to amend federal regulations to withdraw certain federal water criteria for lead and other contaminants applicable to California. The state now has adopted certain criteria for these new parameters. EPA approved the state's site-specific criteria, which is less stringent than the federally promulgated criteria, because the EPA determined that the state's criteria was scientifically sound and protective of designated uses of these waters. In other words, contamination is legal. Just like what we're seeing, the high lead contaminations in Flint, Michigan, and other cities throughout the country. There are hundreds of cities that have poisonous water deliveries to the homes. And this is all part of the genocide document that we talked about again at the beginning of the show, Deborah Tavares' 5G nightmare and planned genocide report. I also want everybody to please get this YouTube out far and wide. It's called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Control. We did that a few years ago. We show many documents out of Israel and the UK and how Water Wars is being taken over by the United Nations. Soon, we're going to have our taps really monitored to the extent that we're going to look like...
Let me insert something. that every country on Earth has handed over underground and mantle water, including all mineral resources under oceanic resources of methane hydrates, to the UN more than a decade ago.
Well, that's right.
The only nation that was resisting it was Yugoslavia. And you know what happened to Milosevic in Yugoslavia?
Well, and Muammar Gaddafi.
Exactly, Gaddafi in Libya. And what people don't understand is the United Nations already has taken over property rights of all underground mantle water, which is primary water. All mineral resources under the land and under the oceans are now under the auspices and control of the UN. People don't know this. Every nation on Earth has signed these treaties, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And in fact, we have the genocide report on the top of the homepage of StopTheCrime.net, where the United States signed on to the genocide treaty in 1988, when other countries signed on in the late 40s. But I want to talk about a couple things about water, because this is a fast-moving topic of massive restriction and regulations and reduction of water. This is a massive land grab, and it's a massive hit to the food supply.
Right.
Here's on the front page of my local paper here in Northern California. It says, PG&E to auction dams project. Now, let's break that down. Pacific Gas and Electric, again, is Rothschild. And what is happening is Rothschild has had control of the upstream water supply of Sonoma County and Marin County, north of San Francisco, since 1930. And PG&E is now saying that they intend to sell the hydropower project in an auction this coming fall. And the cities are horrified because cities and residents and ranchers in Northern California and much of Sonoma County and Northern Marin could run the risk of having greatly reduced water supplies, and that's the plan. And they say that, and the reason PG&E is saying they're divesting from the 110-year-old dam is because that there's a tremendous amount of maintenance requirements. And
you're talking about the soil dam of the of that
the Eel River.
The Eel River Dam system, which basically, by the way, this guy running for governor for the Democrats, the former mayor of San Francisco, he totally screwed this up, didn't he?
Well, I can only say to everyone that's listening, water rights are being, well, there are no rights because we don't own the water.
What about water wrongs? How's that? Why don't we talk about water wrongs and instead of justice, the wrongs of the injustice system and the healthcare system?
Okay, so it's really important to understand the enormity of what we face, because we face such an enormous reality in the sense that everything is an illusion as far as the way government works, and people are going to vote. And when you vote, you're voting for your demise. So many people are now withdrawing their voter registration.
But you get to vote for the type of device. It's like a piece of meat or fish deciding. Now, you could be flambéed or sautéed. Either way, you're going to be dinner, but you have to decide what form you're going to present it as dinner.
That's exactly right. Now, I have, I'm in a think tank, and I work with a number of people, and you can type in your search engine, cancel your voter registration ASAP, and that will get you to a website entitled Anti-Corruption Society. Go to Anti-Corruption Society and go to cancel your voter registration, and understand that it is an established fact that the United States federal government was dissolved back in 1933, and that the federal government exists today in name only. And keep in mind that the receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. And remember this, all United States offices, officials, and departments are and have been operating within a de facto status in name only under the annually extended emergency war powers. This is critical, absolutely critical. We have been pirated at high seas, and this is it. So let's talk about what's happening here in Northern California, too, and then we're going to shift into what's happening at the high-level session with the World Bank. Here in Northern California, PG&E is going to be prosecuted for being involved with the fires, but not for the real reason of those fires, and that they want to shift fire liability because we're at a new norm with climate change. And when we get on the other side of the break, Dr. Bill, I think everyone's going to be amazed at what they're going to hear next.
Right. And we want to also touch on this ties with the negotiation with North Korea, because it's all linked. I want to show a linkage there. Back in a moment. Welcome back. We want to start off with Jim Young Kim. That's J-I-M, second word, Y-O-U-N-G, Kim. He's a Korean-American physician who was elected recently, April 16, 2012, to the World Bank as the official director, new president of the World Bank. And I'd like to leave it up to you now to explain how this is going, because people need to understand we are entering the matrix. We're entering a world banker-controlled world where cybernetic hack into human consciousness. It started with cell phones. One of the pictures I'd say for 2018, which would be one of the black swans that people don't know happened, is you can see a picture of young people around a store, let's say, or a table in a fast food place or a restaurant, and they're not looking up at each other. They're looking down at their cell phone with their thumbs going at the speed of thumb speed, I call it. Text messaging people at or not at the table. So we're already entering the matrix, and when they can hack into human consciousness, they have 5G networks, they can just affect DNA by putting scalar frequencies through there. They want to interface with halo helmets and cell phones that in 5 to 7 years, you won't need to have a cortex to see or hear, or eyes or ears to hear. You actually will have a direct interface with a cortex and the supernet. So people will literally be able to go through libraries and directly download to their cortex information and books and language skills, etc., directly to their cortex with direct mind link. And that's what's coming. And the globalist bankers and so on want to sterilize the population, create a drone class, get rid of most of us, and don't want to have life extension technology for the masses and disease prevention. No, they want these vaccines laced with super viruses. They want more people demented. They want more people dying of multi-stage disease of diabetes and heart failure. It's all a design to get rid of us, because what they want to replace us with is lab-grown, subhuman cyborgs and genetically enhanced, like Gattaca, superhumans that basically have extended lifespans that are directly interfaced with the supernet. And the cortical systems are developing for interfaces between the machine world and mankind. This is horrendous. This is hell on earth they're planning, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. In fact, there's a very interesting app that's coming up. And this is from an article entitled, Why I'm Concerned About Samsung Hypnotizing People and Erasing Their Memory. And this was out April 23rd of 2018 on the Government Slaves website. And it says, Samsung's Swedish site recently revealed a new program that offers hypnosis so that you can erase your memories and rewatch your favorite shows for the first time all over again. The program is called Unspoil Me, and it's composed of 23 minutes of patterns and mesmerizing music and hypnotist directing your thoughts and attention in order to erase your memory. There's much more about this, so again, this is called Unspoil Me. Check that out for yourselves. But I want to get into a little bit of Pacific Gas and Electric, because all of you are run by the utilities in your city, town, wherever you are, by Rothschild. And what's happening here in the midst of this horrific fire that was caused by weather weapons creating violent winds and pulsed frequencies to the smart meter system here in the burn zones and directed energy weapons. Now, Pacific Gas and Electric is trying to shift the fire liability by claiming it was it's now a new normal of global warming and climate change, and that the cities now should share in the cost.
Well, you know they're liars because the Saskatchewan, their engineers in Saskatchewan outlawed these basically these special smart meters because they actually cause fires. And we have these smart power surges, by the way. They cause surges along your lines. They fry integrated circuits and computers. They can start burning wires in your home. They can start, if you have older wiring in your home. And they can actually fry your computer. But they're also creating electro pollution that can jam your cellular communication and accelerate aging. The Russians discovered this when people were working in radar bases with high electromagnetic fields that jammed their DNA. That's why they developed the peptides we have available now. So what people have to start understanding is this is designed to destroy health. Now, I have epigenetic frequencies. In fact, I think you're going to purchase one. We have it ready to ship today with an antenna, the epigenetic frequencies, the amplifier, and all the connections. So you can actually create an epigenetic frequency field, not just crystals, that will actually neutralize the toxic effects of 5G, smart meters, etc., because their idea is to not only jam your cellular communications, it's eventually to hack into your mind so they have total control, so you're basically entering Jumanji.
In fact, for everyone that's listening, we have a report on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net that everybody should download. In fact, we have two extremely important reports. This one is called the Aquarius Operations Briefing. Aquarius Operations Briefing. The other one is CIA Finders. Understand what is happening in the criminality, torture, murder, and child sex enslavement throughout the country and who's behind that as well. That's called CIA Finders. Type that in the search bar on StopTheCrime.net. But what we now have is a report in today's paper about the fires. The county, they're saying that the county staff was not ready for the fires. They were ill-equipped. So now the county is agreeing to shoulder some of the responsibility for these fires. They're saying that they were ill-prepared. They did not handle the prolonged fires that had besieged our area. And workers inside the emergency command hub also were frustrated with what they saw. They're also saying that everyone felt shut out of the early response efforts, complicating their efforts to effectively communicate with the public. There was no communication of such.
Yeah, I don't know why these pathetic excuses for why they weren't effective. First off, there were three causes for the fires. Number one, they didn't fix the climate by having blocking highs in the North Pacific to allow the Pineapple Express to drop its normal rain.
That's right.
Number two, they actually didn't stop these and move these power lines away from areas where there's high amounts of tinder or things that can go on fire. And number three, they actually allow these power surges that occur on the lines because they have smart grid that actually causes fires. And number four, that they actually added directed energy weapons to start literally plants and trees from cooking from the inside. So this was not a matter of inadequacy. It was a planned demolition of the area, and now the poison waters and the destroyed land, people can't even go back and rebuild their homes on the property, can they?
Well, I'll tell you, we're seeing a few that are in trailers out on their burned-out areas, very toxic. There are some rebuilds happening now, but it's very slow. Lots of people have chosen to leave the area because 66% of the people don't have the insurance to rebuild, and costs have gone up. The cost of a 2x4, a stick of wood, has doubled. So people are not prepared to rebuild with costs of materials alone in some instances that are doubling. But let's get back to how the city is playing with Rothschild, because the city is part of the corporate structure, which is part of the international bankers that is controlling everything anyway. So PG&E is saying we have a new normal in climate change, which is all just a huge con job. And now the city is saying that, yes, indeed, the staff was not ready. So the city is now accepting partial liability. This is going to end up on the backs of all of the homeowners. But Dr. Bill, I want to talk about this high-level session that had opened in the World Bank and President Jim Jong Kim. And this was he's the World Bank Group president. And this was at One Planet summit in Paris, France. And here are some of the topics. Jim Yong Kim says, I'd like to speak to the government of France for continuing to strengthen the spirit that led the Paris Agreement. We came together and declared that climate change is a common concern of mankind. We confirmed our collective determination to respond to the urgent threat of climate change. We're here at this extraordinary event to raise our collective ambitions for speed and scale. Every day, climate change becomes a more urgent economic, social threat to all countries and all people. We need investments in the trillions and not in the billions. We have to have any hope of keeping the commitment. We need new investment strategies.
It's the,
we're going to have to cover this on
the
next show.
Banker's geo-environmental guillotine, to guillotine the population of Earth, isn't it?
Absolutely. And
to create a problem.
Listening, we're going to cover this on next Monday with Dr.
And maybe we'll get some simulcast videos up, too, this week after the show.
That's right. Go to stopthecrime.net. Please make some donations. Help with our web team so we can keep things posted and keep things going out. Dr.
Amazing.
Hill, thanks again for this broadcast.
I'll convert this to a video, too, and put it up.
Thank you.
And send me the title you want.
Do your part. Get
a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.